Thursday night, Chavzayin Adar Aleph, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch after a long pause. And we're in the middle of Siman Nun Beis, and I guess we're up to Yud Zayin. I think we'll go over Yud Zayin again. Orez V'dochen, millet and rice. We'll just assume that Orez means rice. Oh no, he has the other way around than we. It's a machlokes, what's what. We'll just talk about rice. It's not nogea right now for us to know. The point is, in his bashlu, they were cooked. Imlonis moachu, if they were not crushed at all, and they retained their wholeness of the grain, then you make adoma on them. Bori pri adoma. Vimnis moachu, if they were crushed, even a small crushing of the kernel, even if the husk comes off. Oh, shetochan vosim empas. Certainly, if you process them by grinding them, and you make bread from them, yesh chilik ben oriz ledochen ki mitzad al din ala oriz work bermenei mazonos. When it comes, let's assume it means rice. You make a bermenei mazonos ala dochen shakol, but we yesh lanu sofek which is rice and which is millet. L'chein yirei shemayim lo yochal ben hirz ben reish nesmoachu ele betoch hasuda, only during a meal. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you can assume orez is rice, and therefore that's what you make a mazonos on, because rice is one level below the five types of grain, and therefore you can assume it's rice, that's orez, and if it gets processed even in the least bit, you can make a mazonos. As opposed to dochen, which is shakol.
So if you'd be, shall we say, cooking white rice, just boiling it up and it gets, you know, it gets soft, but
gets
not
sticky.
Mad,
we make a mazonos. I don't know. We make, because it gets sticky. They stick together. That's already enough to make a mazonos on it. He talks about even the husk coming off.
It's
machlokes rishon, and the Gemara always talks. The Gemara talks a lot about orez v'dochen. And there's a machlokas rishonim, which one's rice and which one's dochen, and which one's millet. I'm sorry.
Well, we know orez is mazonos.
No, we don't know. Yeah, we no. We know. We don't know. Right. We know that orez becomes the mazonos, and dochen becomes the shahakol.
Who said orez is mazonos?
Gemara.
So we don't know what the Gemara is.
The rishonim have a machlokas.
To identify
what's orez.
Correct.
No, correct. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that we can assume, like the Grah, and we could paskin that Orez is rice, which we do. I think in Hebrew, Orez is rice. In Ivrit.
Yes.
So, okay, but the Mishnah Berurah, we follow the Mishnah Berurah that Orez is rice. That's what we paskin. Machlokas Rishonim in the Gemara. But the Mishnah Berurah says you can feel safe assuming that the final halacha lemais of psak is that Orez is rice. And that's the one that, and that's how we all. I never heard of anybody, if it gets processed in the least bit, becomes a mazonos. It goes from hadoma to mazonos.
So
it's still bar nefashos, but it goes from hadoma to mazonos.
The rice that we eat, that's
people make a mazonos, I think, because there's no husk on it, so that's right away. The outer shell is not there, so that's right away processed enough to make a mazonos. But I don't know, it's not 100% clear. You want to go into it, we'll have to go into that whole inyan. Rice cake is an issue. Some people make adoma, I think most people, I don't want to say, most brachos books I've seen actually say adoma for rice cakes. But my experience is that people make a mazonos because it's stuck together. Some say it's only pressed together. Nothing happened to the grain to make it more malleable that it sticks. It's just that they put it together and it sticks.
So if you make like a rice chone, you have rice and potatoes, beans, and...
But now you're getting into another issue, you see. Because whenever you have a stew, you could... what bracha do you make? That's another issue. But theoretically, that it would become a mazonos. You might not be making a bracha on it at all. Because the main thing might be the potatoes.
Which would be
adoma. Now, glad that you brought up an important point. Because normally, if there is mazonos in the mixture, we never ignore it. You always make a mazonos at least also. Perhaps only, but at least also. What?
Maybe that thing's only got fractious amino.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But by rice, we don't say that. Even though the bracha is mazonos, but it doesn't have that chashivus of the chameshus minim, and therefore in a cholent, assuming, which I am assuming, that the rice is the tofel, it really doesn't count, so we don't give it the significance of the 5 grains and say, but you make your mazonos, the mazonos never disappears. We don't say that. And we and you don't make a bracha on the rice at all. I'm assuming in a cholent the rice is tofel, it's potel, it's not there.
You don't make a mazonos.
That's yeah, yeah. Another aspect is that even when you're making zonos, you're not making nalamichi, you're making burnt fashos. That's reserved for the 5 grains. So he says, he's masupik, so he says you make a, eat it during a meal, or make a shahakol, because with the evid you'll make a shahakol. Al pasa also mikitni is the last few lines of paragraph Yud Zayin. Bread that's made out of kitnias, let's say corn bread. Afilu b'mekomos shadarkam b'lechem zeh mevorchan alof shahakol, because I think you ground it up totally before you made it into the bread. So since it doesn't graduate to hamotzi, because it's not from 5 grains, so adarava, it goes down to shahakol, because you ground it up into a powder basically before you baked it, and therefore it becomes shahakol, because it's unrecognizable like we had before. If it's totally finely ground up, so it becomes shahakol.
Wouldn't that sort of also, because it's contradictory a little bit when we were talking about potato kugel.
Potato kugel, the reason Hadom is made in potato kugel, in my experience, is because it's sort of assumed that's called retaining the look and the feel of a potato. You can look at it and see what it is. Whether that's cultural, but if you showed it to someone, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I mean, because at least in the U.S., anybody would be able to identify cornbread.
Yeah?
As cornbread. Yeah, it's very, it's yellow, it's a lot
but they wouldn't identify the corn. They would know in their seichel that it's cornbread. With potato kugel, what I'm saying is people look at it and say, yeah, that's taka, a potato. There's nothing in cornbread that people would look at and say, that's taka, corn. They would say, this is cornbread. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you can still identify that mashed up thing. So when it's, that's what's assumed. Maybe there are people out there that are on latkes, and when you shred for sure's hadoma, l'chora. But if you grate the potatoes into like almost a batter, I think. I make adoma. Maybe I should revisit the issue. I don't know. I make adoma out of habit on all latkes and this. I don't know. Now, there are shitos that hold, not like the kitzer, and hold what you said. That if cornbread is a normal thing, then it's called a step up at least, and you still make adoma. There's the 5 grains that when you make it into bread became like the quintessential food, bread, and then special bracha, motzi lechem and aretz. Cornbread, if you're not like that, so the kitzur says then you took a step down because you ground it up totally, you make shahakol. The Prima Godim says that's taking it too far. Still, people eat cornbread, and that's a form that corn takes. It's like a very normal thing, and if it's a normal form of corn to take, so it would retain the ha'adama. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's a shayla, and you should only eat it during a meal, because it's not clear what bracha to make. But the Prima Godim might be right.
Because I know when I went down to Mexico, and you know, I saw down there. Basically, in Mexico, they make corn pitas for lack of any other term for it. Here we make pitas, it's mezonah or mozi or...
Right, we make it out of the five grains.
Right, but there, they make the same thing, it looks the same, but they're made totally out of corn.
Let me read you from the article, it's very important, it says, when the halachic authorities discuss corn, they always are talking about the common use of corn in their times and in their countries. In Shuvas Chosam Sefer that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, for example, he says, in his day, corn was planted as food for chickens and was rarely used for human consumption. So you always have to ask contemporary halachic authorities who know how things are used and in what way they're used. It was just a thing on the internet. Apparently, someone... Rabbi Yashiv said on bran there's no Isser Chodesh. And apparently he was given the information that bran is used as animal food. And people don't eat bran. So his psak came out and it was sent around. So they came back to him and he was chozer. He said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I only go with the information they gave me. And then it was mefursam, it was sent around to all the internet, you know, the way you get internet things, if you subscribe to the Chadosh Bulletin in Muncie, they say, no, Rav Yashiv retracted. And he said, I was giving wrong information. Bran is definitely used for people to eat. People eat bran. So it's my Chalodim, Avadid is an Issa Chadosh. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start. Oh no, let's finish up the simon. Alat sukkar on sugar, mevorach shakol. This is actually extremely controversial. Many hold you make a bor pri ha'etz on sugar if it's from sugar cane. Sugar cane's a tree. Some say even if it's made from beets, it could be a bor pri ha'adama. My sour meaning is always to make shakol. You have the same thing with chocolate, that it's very controversial why we make shahakol on it, why don't we make ha'etz, or at least ha'adama. L'maisa, that's what we do, and that's what we do. And ha'moitz is konim, no, sometimes things are like that, you know. The pshat is we consider it unrecognizable from the original cocoa bean. It's like a completely new form, and it's a whole new thing. That's how we look at it. If you suck stalks of sugar cane, shahakol. Now that I don't understand. Why would that be? Why? Bishlam of sugar, you know, it's like...
It sounds like a dama.
Many hold it as heights. It stands from year to year. Cane is a tree. Sugar cane. This is cinnamon and licorice plants that people chew. So he's, here he says, he says the reason really. He says they suck out the juice, but they throw away the solid part. So you make a shakol. It's like you squeeze an orange and drink the juice, you make a shakol. So he's looking at, in other words, he's looking at the sugar and sugar cane. And sucking out licorice. Or cinnamon, that it's just sucking out the juice of it. See, that's why it's shahakol. He says why. The reason there's a mandiyamar that you make a bar per eight on sugar cane is because that's the main product of the sugar cane plant. So when it's the main product, then there's a strong tzad to make ha'etz when it's the main product. That gets us into the question of orange juice. If they grow oranges special to make juice out of, why don't you make ha'etz? So that's a very, it's a fundamental question. Okay. Hilchos.